Hezbollah's Nasrallah demands Lebanon boycott U.S. goods. Part of the Battle of Islamic Superiority. By Simon Kent on February 17, 2020. Hezbollah's Hassan Nasrallah has called for Lebanese citizens to strike at the heart of U.S. global success and boycott its goods and products as part of the battle to prove Islamic superiority. The terrorist leader said in a televised speech on Sunday he has pinpointed America's weakness, and that is its vulnerability to a boycott of manufactured goods. Al Arabiya Network reports he said Lebanese everywhere can lead the way. Why are we not resorting to boycotting American products? This is part of the battle. If we do not want to boycott all goods, we choose some companies, and this is a form of confrontation. The Israeli is afraid of death while the American's weakness is his security and economy. The call for a Lebanese boycott comes as the country finds itself in economic freefall. The Lebanese pound has been officially pegged to the U.S. dollar since 1997, but it has lost a third of its value on the parallel market in the past 12 months, demolishing local markets and robbing Lebanese of their life savings, while a run on the banks is now underway. Lebanon staggers under one of the highest debt ratios in the world, at $86 billion, or more than 150% of the country's gross domestic product. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has been so successful in imposing an unprecedented economic pressure campaign on Iran that is forcing its proxy Hezbollah to beg for spare change, as Breitbart News reported. In March last year, Nasrallah went on TV and made a public appeal for donations. To that end, Hezbollah placed piggy banks in grocery stores and in retail outlets seeking the spare change of people. The narco-terrorist group Hezbollah is heavily involved in lucrative drug trade and money laundering activities across the Western Hemisphere, particularly Latin America. However, even that network is now drying up as U.S. sanctions bite. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.